This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. Because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code MORNINGSTREAM. Coming up on TMS, Wondering at Wonder Woman.
Grinder suits.
Taco Bell is better for you than you think.
I knew it. Tornado lawn mowing service.
Utah says no to marrying your laptop.
Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Raining cats and dogs out there. No, it's good for my tomatoes.
You had a cheesy chode.
This is The Morning Stream, and I have some real concerns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to TMS. Happy WWDC to everyone out there who might be watching that. If you're a Mac fan or a Apple fan, you might be enjoying that. If you're not, you probably hate it, because that's usually how this works. There's no middle ground.
Jim Cook is up there right now talking about products.
Is he got some products?
Products.
Products. Are they going to talk about their big circle building yet? Are they going to do that today, do you think?
They've already talked about it. They said that they're in San Jose because it's so much closer to our new Apple campus. We haven't been here for 15 years in San Jose for a WWDC.
Yep, we all live in a donut now, big giant tech donut. it's the last thing. It's the one more thing that Steve Jobs worked on before he died. Was the big new campus.
Right.
So there you go. Last chance.
It's a hell of a legacy.
Yeah, sure it is. Look, if I can leave one thing in my life, it's a giant multi-thousand acre technology complex. That's my goal. I'd like to have it just dot the horizon. I want everyone who comes into town to go, look at that giant donut-shaped thing. I wonder what that's about. And I'll say, wow, it was the Frog Pants Donut. Welcome.
Better than the Hertz Donut.
Yeah, you're not kidding about that. How's your coccyx, by the way? I haven't talked about that in a while.
No, it's been fine.
Hasn't reared its ugly head since last time?
It has not reared its ugly head in a few months. And boy, that's with me like riding my bike constantly. That's with me sitting at a concert for a few hours last night. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Coccyx Watch 2016 seems to be over as of 2017, so we can retire that URL.
Was it okay for the 72 hours you spent in county jail? Was your coccyx all right in there? Everything was fine? Okay, good.
Everything was totally fine with that, yes.
All right, good. It's weird that I just skip over that as if it's not really a thing, because it's not. Hey, so I watched Wonder Woman. I know you haven't seen it yet. You guys have plans for next week.
This Sunday, yes.
Or this weekend, yeah. Which sounds like a blast. It'd be fun to go with those guys that you're going with. But I went and saw it. We saw it on Saturday, Kim and I. We took a little date time and broke out there. And well, she actually sprung it on me. It was nice. She said, hey, I got tickets for $12.25. Let's go. I said, sweet. Let's go.
Did you have to wear a wig and pretend you were a woman? Because I know there were some women-only performances or women-only showings.
No, because we don't have the Alamo Draft House location here. And also, even if we did, this thing showing on a billion theaters. So I cannot understand why anyone was upset about that. But anyway, we went and it was great. I really liked it. I think it is, I hope it's a sign of DC film making to come. It deserves that. I think you're going to love it, Brian.
I can't wait. I'm hearing so many good things about it. I feel like I'm being punked.
Yeah. You know what? You may walk out of there going, did I just see a Marvel movie? And by that, I mean, Marvel's great accomplishment in the last few years, in my opinion, has been to approach their films with some stark themes and some hard... Stark, I didn't mean that.
Stark, I was wondering where you're going with that.
I didn't mean it in a Tony Stark kind of way, but you know what I mean? Like, they can get dark when they need to, but for the most part, there's lots of sunshine and there's humor, right? It's not just dark hues of blue and black and gray like Zack Snyder would have us believe. And it turns out, if you apply that same thinking to Wonder Woman, amazing things can happen. You end up with a really great movie. It's fun. It's funny. It has its moments of seriousness. But it's got this literal sunlight in it. Like, I mean actual sun shining on things.
Weird.
So that it's not in the dark all the time. Amazing what that can do. to your
How
film.
How is that even possible?
Up till now, who knows? Anyway,
it looked like the last films were filmed through some pantyhose, some dark gray pantyhose.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's not the case here. There are moments of real serious business, but it's offset by a much more positive outlook. And I'll say this one other thing, and none of this is spoilery, people, I promise. They got the character right. Like, where they failed with Superman in terms of getting his character right, and I don't mean the actor. Henry Cavill's great. We love him. He's not the problem. You're writing him wrong is the problem. They did not do that here. They wrote Diana Prince the way she should be written. It is adherent to the comics, to the spirit of that character, to her role in the DC universe. It's awesome. And Gal Gadot is charming as hell in this. She's really
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. Right?
Right, exactly.
Anyway, it was great. So I'm excited to hear your thoughts when you get back.
Cool. Can't wait. Yeah. This is the longest time. It's been a long time since I've waited this long on like a summer blockbuster movie that I knew I wanted to see and not get spoiled on.
Yeah.
Like seeing it a week and 2 days after it opens, it feels like a lifetime for me. It feels like I'm having to tiptoe around Twitter and the internet and, you know. Mm-hmm. But this wouldn't happen if it was a Marvel or a Star Wars movie. I'm just saying.
I'll bet you'll come out of this thinking that you watched a Marvel movie. It's that kind of tone.
That's awesome. Wow. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Yeah. You're going to like it a lot. But it also doesn't feel like they copied it. It just feels like they did the right thing. That's all.
Yeah.
It feels like they just did what they should do. This director, I forgot her name. She's great. The action scenes, maybe some of my favorite in any comic book movie, like ever. Mm.
Like wow.
A really great framing, incredible use of slow motion and when it's needed. It's really, really cool. So anyway, Nice. Everybody check that out. Get it, see it, have it, live it, be it. I got a neighbor thing to mention.
Oh, no. Okay.
This is not Electric Car Guy.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we don't have to worry about it. We think he might be a listener.
Right. We think he might be. Well, I don't know because he's got on this truck that he's got in addition to all his other cars and his toys and things. Oh, and can I just say this? If you have a townhouse, that's what he has.
Sure.
One garage, very small, fits like one vehicle in it. Okay?
Sure.
If you're going to live there, maybe don't have a truck, two Teslas, an off-road car, two ATVs, a trailer, and one of those Bobcat things. Maybe you shouldn't have all that.
Oh, no, seriously?
Yeah, because he's got those parked out in front of the main road, out here on the side. Sometimes people can't get past his shit because it's all sticking out everywhere. I just think it's too much. Like, I understand wanting those things, but people, what's it like? It's like, hey, I have an apartment in New York City. It's a studio apartment. It's very small, one bedroom, kitchen. But I'm also going to have a petting zoo in here. No, you get a place where a petting zoo makes sense. You have a ranch, you have space, you have acres, right? You do what you do with what you have. I'm not going to recommend, you know, I can think of a thousand reasons this is a bad idea, but anyway, it drives me crazy. But on the back of his truck, he has this name for some company called Gamer Planet.
Huh.
And it's now making me really wonder if maybe our paths cross more than we think. So I'm gonna look it up. Gamer Planet Sandy. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is a real thing.
It's our new five cent video game place, and we have Terminator 2, and that's it.
It is a
VR Land gaming lounge in Sandy, Utah.
Yeah, they have internet cafe, VR stuff, machine set up, just play games. Mm. And he may be an investor. He may be the guy with the money. His dad, I guess, gave him a ton of money when he died or something. Anyway, I don't know much about it except to say
you might want to get on this guy's good side, Scott. This looks like some pretty cool stuff.
It does.
Time for Kim to take over a pie.
It does. I think it's Hello. Just like to introduce ourselves. We're the ones you told to F off when you drove by and copied our phone. Anyway, it's not even him. This whole deal is our next door neighbor over here who we like. His name is Mike. He's great. We love Mike. Mike is great. But Mike has a crazy schedule and he travels a lot. So he's usually in bed by 10. And if our dog is barking, he has our phone numbers because we're friendly. And he sends us a text and says, hey, can you guys bring the dog in? She's barking and we can't sleep. And whenever that's happened in the past, we're like, oh, shoot. Sorry, Mike. Yes, absolutely. We go get the dog, put her away. Damn it, Rainer, stop it. Blah, blah, blah. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, lately he's blaming other dogs on us, and I don't know what to do about it. So he'll say, it'll be right at 10 o'clock, and he'll say, hey, bring your dog in, just keep me up. And the dog's with me on my lap. And I'll text him back, go, she's actually right here with me. She's not outside. And no answer. No answer. A couple days later, you bring your dog in, please. I can't sleep. Dog's in her kennel, sleeping. She goes to bed at like 9. So she's not even out there.
You got to text him back with a photo of her on your lap. Maybe he doesn't believe you.
He may not. So what I did last night when it happened is I piped up and went up to the window and was like, all right, now where is this coming from? It's dogs like behind him or something. So now, so what I'm going to do, I don't think there's anything else to do. When he texts me again, I'm going to make sure I have her with me. I'm going to take video, Brian. I'm going to go bleep, and I'm going to take a picture of me going, hey, here she is. She's just sleeping right here, dude. I don't know who's barking. And send it back to him. And that should solve it, right?
Would that totally. Okay. Totally. I would think so, right? You know, it's not me, but here's who it is.
Yeah, here's who it is. Go yell at them. Get their phone number and be mad at them. But I don't like being sandwiched between crazy guy and mostly normal but tired guy.
Well, and it's more work than you should have to do, like playing neighborhood rat.
Yeah.
Neighborhood snitch.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy. So I know everyone has neighbor problems once in a while. And I'm not, and this mic thing, not really a problem. It's fine. I just want him to be
Peter Lorre voice too. No, it's not me. It's the guy behind you.
And for all of those that are out there, just ask your grandparents.
Peter Lorre is. Yeah.
Good Lord. That dug all way right. back.
Maybe that was a pretty a pretty deep cut. By the way, I've been looking at this Gamer Planet page.
Yeah.
And their About Us page talks about how they're less of a land center and more of a battle station. And then under that, it's got a section where you can meet their SAF. No, not their staff.
Oh, their SAF? I'd like to meet their SAF. I think I live next door to his SAF.
You might know a member of their SAF.
All night land party, June 23rd. They're having a Overwatch land party.
Wow.
Oh, that's actually kind of a decent place. I'll bet he's an investor. That's what I'm thinking. Because his money comes from somewhere else, and I think he's probably doing that. They've got a Dota party going on. It'd be a real hoot if I walked in there, wouldn't it?
It really would. Or if you brought, like, 20 nerd pants, or nerdtacular nerd pants.
Nerd pants.
Nerdtacular attendees.
Bring in
some Let's
nerd
have our
pants.
Nerdtacular pre-party there.
Here you go, chat. You can see this page. They've got, they got stuff going on. This is a Facebook page. I don't know if they've got an actual website. I can't find it.
They do. It's a gamerplanet.net.
Oh, that's why I couldn't find it. Let's see that real quick. Gamerplanet.net. Just curious.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool looking.
Here it is. Salt Lake Valley's new PC and VR gaming center. So it's $4 an hour for the PC stuff. For the VR station, $25 an hour. It's a little much.
Well, yeah, it's a little much for getting pink eye.
I don't want pink eye. parties of 18 to 29, all computers and VR stations, $210 for 3 hours, $70 for every additional hour. It's actually not bad for a party type thing. Mm-hmm. Let's see, about us. Maybe we'll get a picture of this guy.
Nope.
Our staff. We got Mason Ball and Nathan Croft.
Not the staff, Scott.
Oh, our SAF. Sorry, our SAF. Boy, that really fills you with confidence, doesn't it? When you can't get staff right, yeah, that's pretty good.
They went through their website and they dotted all the I's.
Yeah, they sure did.
they didn't cross all the T's.
They have nothing. Well, I don't know if they're keeping this up to date very well. But anyway, there's Rocket League. And
their blog, last post on their blog is announcing their grand opening. It was posted on March 21st, but it's teasing an event that happened a month and a half earlier on April 10th.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're...
They're working. It's a work in progress.
It's fine. Sandy's a great area. It's a nice place. I hope for the best. And his truck is in my way. All right. Let's get back to the point. What is the point? Oh, Sanjay. Wanted to give a shout out for Sanjay and his fine work and him working with Hammond Chamberlain. Yes. You may know him.
Yeah, hamster.
Sent me an email that says, Dear Scott and Brian, Hammond has kindly assisted in suggesting a location and timing for the meetup. He's talking about the pre-Nerdtacular Wednesday meetup. And he also suggested creating a Google Doc for reserving. So if you are in the Salt Lake area or will be in this area for Nerdtacular Week and you're looking for people to see and stuff to do on Wednesday night, you can go to this meetup and check it out. It's a pizza place. Hammond did a little research, found the best place possible.
It's one of those pizza places like Chipotle where you walk alongside as they prepare your pizza and you can say, no, throw some more of that stuff on there. No, I want chicken.
Yep, I've heard good things about it. It's Pizza Studio. I don't know why it's in Taylorsville, but that's fine. Taylorsville's fine.
It's between, isn't that near the airport or something? Or there was some reason. I don't know. I wasn't involved
in it. It's sort of ish there, yeah. It's fine. Yeah. Taylorsville's fine. When I was growing up, that's where all the, we thought that's where all the weirdos were. But the, it's fine now. It's fine now. things have improved in Taylorsville since I was last there. Anyway, it's Wednesday, the 28th of June. And again, it will be at this place, Pizza Studio. The actual address is 5372 South Redwood Road. That's in Taylorsville. So locals, you'll know what that is. But all this information is on this website where you can sign up and say, yes, I'll be there, or sorry, I can't make it. This is going to be at tinyurl.com/wed meetup. So that's W-E-D meetup.
Right.
No S in there. Just W-E-D meetup.
Wed meetup.
Yeah.
Well, that's short for Wednesday.
Yeah. tinyurl.com/wed meetup. So go check that out. Big thanks to Sanjay and Hammond. Brian, you went to a concert last night. I know this because you sent me phone messages with photos and a video. It looked great. I wanted to be there for that Comfortably Numb rendition.
That looked so great. Good.
Yeah. So tell me about it.
Yeah, so this was Roger Waters. He's currently on tour. It's the early days of his Us and Them tour, which is by rumor going to be Roger Waters' last time touring, last time performing in concert, at least a concert of this magnitude. And magnitude is absolutely the right word to use for this. I don't know if you've seen the seen old videos or photos of Pink Floyd concerts, but this one is a perfect example of the bombastic, grandiose nature of those concerts. A humongous video wall behind him, lots of lasers and smoke to make the, like he did the prism from the Dark Side of the Moon right there in the middle. Like it's taking up about 20 rows of the audience. It's
I was
going to
say, it looked like an acre or something.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely immense.
Yeah.
And an incredible show. About 75% of the music there is classic Pink Floyd stuff.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear, Wish You Were Here and Money and One of These Days and all that stuff.
Run Like Hell in there? They got that in there?
No Run Like Hell, but he does, as you heard from the clip, Comfortably Numb, yeah, Vera,
yeah.
Of course, Another Brick in the Wall.
So he's singing the parts that Gilmore would normally sing, right?
He and his guitarist do some of the Gilmore vocals, or do all the Gilmore. They share double duty with the Gilmore vocals. The two female, the two incredible female backup singers that he's got do lead vocals, and they're fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic.
So when normally Roger Waters is all like, sit back, just a little pinprick, all that
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, that's him.
Yeah, so then Gilmore usually comes in with the soft, like, the drugs are
there
working.
There is no pain, you are receiving.
And it's so mellow and stuff. He's able to achieve
soothing,
that.
Right, exactly. Because you've got the balance of their two vocal styles, yeah, the edgy of Roger Waters.
But did he achieve that quality without him?
He totally did. He totally did. And it was in that case, it was the other guitarist who was doing the Gilmore stuff.
Yeah.
Another Brick in the Wall, completely sung by Roger Waters, even though that was a Waters and Gilmore
joint
effort.
Yeah.
Money is a Gilmore vocal song, but
least favorite Pink Floyd song, by the way.
Is it really?
Oh, I hate it.
This one, so the video wall for that song and for Charade, which might be one of the newer songs. It was one I didn't recognize, but boy, Roger Waters has a hate on for Trump.
Oh, does he now?
He has a massive hate on
Yeah, I wondered if it would be any. Concerts tend to be a place where artists get to express that kind of stuff, and I wondered if there'd be anything there. Interesting.
Yeah, and the entire video screen behind him for Charade was photos of Trump, announcing that he's a charade and going so far as massive white lettering on black background, Helvetica bold, saying Trump is a pig.
Wow.
Up there, just enough where we can all see it, but not up there long enough for me to get my phone out and capture that one.
I would like to make the comment here that this is one of the things that does make America a pretty cool place. that he can do that with impunity, and that's I like that. So well done, Roger Waters. So how long of a concert does this thing go?
Started at a little after 8, and he starts the video actually at 8, and then he comes out about 8:20, and there was a really cool video. You're seeing somebody from the back as they're watching the beach and the water's rolling in and out, and it sounds like it'd be boring, but it's compelling because they do some amazing things with the speakers in the arena to make it sound like birds are flying from one side to the other and that you're actually at the beach with them. So it's really, really cool. Ended at about 11. So 3 full hours with a maybe 10 minute intermission. Boy, harkens back to the old rock concert days when you've got an intermission. Queen used to do that too.
I remember doing that with who did I see that did that? It may have been Howard Jones had an intermission. So how much pot was there?
There was quite a haze, Scott.
Because you're in Colorado, like straight up, you're in Colorado. Number one, number two, I would expect pot anyway, and so the combination of those two things must have been
Not to mention the fact that it's a Pink Floyd concert, so they do everything but hand it to you as you walk in. Like, here's your program, here's an ad for Dick's Sporting Goods, and here's a bag of pot. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, here's some bud, here's some dank weed.
Some kush.
Can I ask you this? Can you in the intermission, is there like a place to go where you could buy said weed?
No.
Okay.
No, it's you still can't smoke it in public out here. It's supposed to be only done in the privacy of your own home. You can't go to a park and smoke pot or anything like that. You certainly can't buy it. Well, I mean, I'm sure there was somebody I could have bought some from if I went looking. Let me rephrase that. It's there's no doubt. I would have probably not even had to leave my seat, and I could have just spun around to the people on any side of me and probably scored a dime bag or something. I don't know.
Sure, but you can't. It's not like you can. It's not like getting a hot dog. You can't just go get in line somewhere.
No.
Okay.
I don't even know where the closest dispensary would be. I think it would be. I think there's some on the other side of downtown. So, there are some downtown. So it would be like a 20-minute walk from the Pepsi Center to get to a dispensary, I'm guessing.
So let me ask you this, though. Can you not, but obviously people are smoking it. Is there no enforcement of the public thing? Like, is there no way to...
Well, in an event like that, I mean, I think that there's just no infrastructure for there to be people patrolling every aisle and every section to see who's smoking. And I think at some point you just say, it's a Pink Floyd concert. What are we going to do?
Yeah, it seems like there's not a lot you can do to enforce that.
And, you know, a lot of the folks I'm sure that didn't bring pot probably brought edibles.
Oh, sure.
You know, there were probably lots of edibles going on there as well.
Yeah.
But the guy next to us, next to Tina, pulled out a one hitter. I think it's like a, I think they call this a one hitter, but it's basically looks like a vape pen, but you actually put real pot in it as opposed to vape liquid pot stuff, right?
Sure.
And, but it's plastic, little plastic tube. Like you suck it on the chunk of a Slurpee straw. And, as soon as,
It's weird. It sounds like a, So they're like one, it's like a disposable camera. You just do what you do and then you're done with it. Like,
yeah, but I don't think you throw it away. I think you just put it in your pocket and you still light it with a lighter.
Oh,
but it, you don't use the rolling papers or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know the full, I'm not as entrenched in the knowledge of that as other people probably near me are.
Yeah.
But, so as soon as the house lights go down, everybody's applauding because Roger's about to come out and perform. And house lights go down. This guy immediately does the whole like stealthy putting his hand up to his mouth like he's, you know, hiding something and does that and continues to do that for the next several minutes.
Yeah.
And then we notice that, you know, during songs like Us and Them, which are kind of slower tunes, his head is starting to droop and his head is like starting to doze off a little bit and his clear solo cup of beer, which is probably 3/4 full, is starting to tip on its axis in his hands towards the back of the shirt of the person sitting in a row down and in front of him.
Oh, wow. That's not going to end well.
And we're like, kind of watching. We're like, all right, you know, at some point, I think if it looks like it's going to spill on the person, we probably need to nudge him.
Yeah.
And it's like he caught himself like right at the right moment, like, you know, upright again and tips his beer back or, you know, sets his beer back up vertically and then kind of dips it down again. And Tina's watching this and cracking up. It's like, all right, maybe there is a drawback to the pot at a Pink Floyd concert. I don't know.
Seems like it. So did you get a contact high is the final question I would have.
You know, Tina and I wondered that. We wondered if we had all felt the effects. And I think we were probably a little giggly because of the contact high, but I don't think it was nearly enough to make us impaired. But it was clearly happening in every direction around us, northeast, southwest. There were clearly people around us all doing it. And I would say we probably were in the minority in the Pepsi Center last night as far as people not smoking pot.
That's very interesting. Well, I was a little jealous. I love Pink Floyd. I'm
yeah.
a huge fan and, you know, must have been great.
And, you know, Pepsi Center, it's typical. You've got a little bit, elbow room seems like it's a little bit easier there. You're not, you know, shoulder to shoulder with everybody.
Yeah.
But, boy, the front to back, that's where I have the biggest problem, is that the seat in front of you is so close. It's down in front of you, and it's so close that it's just impossible to get some decent leg room.
Well, as you can see, Brian, always about the good times, always about the money.
Incredible show, though.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity to go see Roger Waters when he comes through your town, please do. It is an amazing show. Met up with Brian and Todd, TMS listeners, before the concert. Had a drink with them. Yeah. Really, really cool guys. And they're going to go see Britt Floyd later this week at Red Rocks. So they're getting their Floyd double dose this week.
Double dipping your Floyd. It's an old an old saying I used to use back in my San Fernando Valley days, if you know what I'm saying.
Dipping the Floyd.
All right. Well, that's all well and good. But what about this? Hello, Daryl Skills. What are you doing in the middle of the day?
Hello. Well, I'm sitting in my car.
Oh, all right. That's cool. We're kind of springing this on Daryl today with a new time because we didn't even talk about this top of the show. My internet was poo this morning. It was that same old thing I've run into a couple of times where upload speeds go down to zip. Downloads, no problem. Screaming fast, no issues. Uploads go down to like between 0 and 1 megabyte per second. And it's not enough and not consistent enough to get a stream up. So I fought with that forever this morning. Talked to you guys to let you know, blah, blah, blah. And by the end of it all, they kept their promise and fixed it. I do want to say this, though. Xfinity/Comcast chat, like web chat solution thing, totally awesome. Worked great, was fast, immediate. That dude was on it. He fixed it. Like, I have high praise for that, and I usually don't have a lot of praise for Comcast and the way they get treated or the way I get treated. But that was great. And Kamungal or whatever your name was, well done. It was something like that. It was like Kumbagal or something.
Oh, no, it's Cool Beer.
Cool Beer. Oh, yeah, Cool Beer. That's Cool Beer. Hey, man.
I was thinking, oh, I'll sit back with a Cool Beer.
A nice Cool Beer. He did say this. The creepiest thing, because I asked him, I said, oh, what did you do to make it work? Did you do anything special or is there anything special on my end? And he says, no, I have sent the signals to resolve the issue. Please be assured it will be fine now. Doesn't that sound creepy?
It totally does.
It's a little creepy. Anyway, thanks, Cool Beer. Hey, Daryl, let's play a little stump you time. How about that? That sounds like fun. Daryl comes on the show and we stump him. We do it today on Mondays normally, and we're still doing it. You're in your car, so that's good. Let's bring in somebody from the call waiting group in Discord. That's how you get in there. You go to the call waiting room, and I drag you in, like this person right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you might know him, you might love him, you might do all those things. It's Senior Geek, a.k.a. that guy that works at Lantronics. Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going
on? Hey, Gary, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing well. I don't know, I'm logged in about 4 different ways here.
Yeah, you're probably still hearing the show. It's driving you crazy because you can hear us talking at the same time, right? Is that all happening to you there?
No, I had the earbuds for my phone for, what is it called?
Discord.
Discord, yeah.
Yeah.
So I had one earbud in for my phone for that, and then the other earbud for for the show, so I just pulled out my left earbud.
Well, let me tell you this. Good. You are officially the hippest senior listener of the show we've ever known. Like, I'm telling you, I'll tell you this right now. You know, everyone knows this. Gary's an older guy, been a follower of the show for a long time. I don't know anybody else in your demographic who gives a rat's a about what we do. So, hats off.
Yeah. Or understands it.
My 50th high school reunion's coming up in the fall. And the gal that's organizing it wanted me to send her a check. And I didn't even know where my checkbook was. So I asked if I could use Venmo or some other payment. And she didn't even know what that was. And my thought was, I can't believe how old people my age are.
Yeah, no, it's you. All you have to do is just keep up, and you've done that. And I think that's amazing. That's my goal. I don't want to, when I hit, let's say, 80, I don't want my grandkids to run circles around me with stuff I've never heard of. I'm going to go, no, I know all about the holographic sex device, young man or whatever. I want to know all of it. Yeah.
I'm starting to fall behind, but I'm doing my best to keep up.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't know why I should appreciate it, but I think it's awesome. And we're going to now play a game. You know the rules, but Brian's going to explain it anyway and tell us our topic and our prize package. Brian, how's it work?
Gary, from somewhere, I don't know exactly where, what we're going to be doing is asking Daryl a trivia question, the answer to which is a number. Daryl is going to do his darndest to get it right, and he's going to come so close. You won't believe how close he's going to come. But it's going to be wrong. And then we're going to turn to you, and we're going to ask you if the correct answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you are correct today, you win a prize package that includes all the carryover prizes from last week, including a James Bond t-shirt, The Last Dragon soundtrack, courtesy of Dodd Vickers, Jaina in Heroes of the Storm, Valley of the Kings card game, and I'm adding a Lantronics print server. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. I'm adding a Doctor Who bobblehead.
If you wanted to send that to me, that back to me, I will throw it in e-waste myself.
Oh, man. Is it that old? That's how old that thing is? Where is it?
We're still selling them, but they have been, shall we say, de-emphasized.
They've been deprecated.
Here it is, right here.
Right.
Yeah, I have one. I do have one, too.
Look it out. It's the X-Print Server Office Edition. Brand new. Hot off the presses. Oh, no? Not really? All right.
As it happens, Scott, you have one of the printers that we cannot support.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, that's true. That's why it never worked, because I have this Samsung that doesn't use it.
Right. Yeah.
Also, it has other...
It has a driver that we can't support.
Yeah, and the Samsung printer has other issues, I should say. Anyway. What's his winning...
So a Doctor Who bobblehead that kind of looks a little bit like Dean Martin, who's celebrating his 100th birthday. Well, he would be celebrating his 100th birthday this week. The category today is the game Scrabble.
Scrabble. Daryl, are you a fan of Scrabble?
Oh, yes. Okay. And also Words with Friends, and I will kick everybody's butt. Except for Randy Jordan.
Yeah, and except for Boggle, because you guys all wimped out, man.
Oh, gosh. I'm terrible at that.
I creamed you guys, and you guys will be like third round and then never see you again. You, Brian, and like half a dozen other people just won't play me in Boggle anymore.
Well, here's the thing that irritates me with Boggle.
Yeah.
Is it's the same problem I had with Words with Friends, that there's no penalty for just guessing random words that aren't necessarily words. I feel like there should be, if you guess a word that, if you're just saying, well, let's see if BIP is a word, B-I-P.
Yeah.
You should get a penalty, like a 2-second cut off your time or something like that, if it's not. Because it does allow people, and I had this happen with a bunch of games I was in, where I looked down through their word list, and I'm like, there's no way they knew these words. Like, they were just randomly
consonant, vowel, consonant. Problem with that is they... Well, okay, you're right, but they also don't award much points. Like, if you do quick little 3 2-letter words, they don't really give you anything. You're never going to win a game like that. The only way to win for sure is you are looking for bigger, complex, 4-plus-letter...
Well, sure.
Kind of words.
And using your triples and stuff like that a little bit more.
So the only formidable competition I have right now is Eric Van Skyhawk. That dude, he and I are constantly trading victories, and it's driving me up a tree.
All right.
Boggle.
I'll give it another shot. I was a little, you know, disgruntled with its gameplay, with its allowances.
Yeah. Well, you know, Boggle. I don't want to boggle anyone's mind, but I currently am the reigning Frog Pants champ. So bring it on, everybody. Bring it on. Daryl, you like the Scrabble, though. Words with Friends is too cheatable. I don't like Words with Friends because you can cheat real easy. just download one of those cheat apps and you're done. I know you're not doing that.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, but that if you get beat real bad, you never know if the other guy cheated because the cheats are so easy in that game. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So the reason I like Boggle is there is no way to cheat. You just rip through it and your timer's up and that's it.
Right.
Here's your question, Daryl. I want to thank Brian Ibbett. You guys might be familiar with his work. He suggested today's question.
I did.
Such a fake name.
Or as Iceworm says, thank you for suggesting today's question. Suggesting.
It's adding an extra syllable to it.
Yeah, it really has. Here's your question. Scrabble is a classic word game. Spelling out This Week in Trek, how many points would it be worth? It says this is just counting the scores on the tiles, no doubles or triple word scores or letter scores. So this is just straight up. How much would This Week in Trek be worth in points if you don't count all those modifiers?
I hear Daryl getting his copy of Scrabble out of the glove compartment. Yeah.
Always have one with you. It's a good idea.
Let's see.
You never know when you need to sit down with a handmaid and play a game. That's for you, nice. Handmaid Tale fans out there. Take that. It's not a spoiler. It's just a stupid thing. Can't wait for Wednesday. That show's killing it.
Let's
see.
1-1.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's probably 2. That's 1. That's probably 3-1. I'm writing down all the score for all the letters there.
All right.
That's probably 4-1-1. Maybe 5 for that. Okay. Now let's add these up. See, I'm actually doing real stuff this time. Let's see, 5, 6, 7, 12, 13, 14, 17, 18, 19, 20. I'm going to say 20. I probably missed by one, so I'll say 28.
28 points for the phrase This Week in Trek. Brian, is that correct?
28 points is correct. Nice job, Daryl. That's exactly right.
That means you didn't have to do any work, Gary. You can just get the Doctor Who bobblehead straight up.
Hey, I'm really good at doing nothing.
So Daryl's going to win a prize again this week. I'm sending him a Lantronics X print server.
That's amazing. And,
Daryl, I'm a lot better at Words with Friends now if you want to start playing again.
Yeah, play that with him.
Oh, yeah.
He promises he's not cheating, so you guys will be fine.
Nope.
I just hate games where I know people can easily cheat. I hate them. Right. Hate them. And I trust all you guys.
One more thing, though. I just want to thank you guys for throwing me the best possible retirement party in about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, man. That's actually something I'm real excited about for you. You're straight up going to be retiring. It's for real, and you'll be among friends when this happens, so... A chance to get
scheduled
on the mic.
It for that reason, exactly.
You can get on the mic and go, "Hi, I'm Gary. You may remember me from once working with Lantronics." So there you go. Email Brian. It's coverville@gmail.com. He will get you, he'll get you the stuff you need. So good luck there. Daryl, well done. I can't believe you got it. You must be a big fan of Scrabble. That's impressive. I wouldn't even know what to do there. I don't know what those letters are worth. I have no idea. Brian obviously knew. He knows stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know stuff.
Because this was your question that you suggested. Let's get out of here before we do. Daryl is at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. It's a podcast about Star Trek, so go check that out. You can also find him on Twitter at TheTrekNerd. He'll play a game with us now of his own making. What is it?
I don't have one, but you could actually never play This Week in Trek in Scrabble because it's a whole bunch of words.
Oh, that's true. It's not
of course.
It's not a word, is it?
You could play each of those words individually, even Trek.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
And I have. Yeah. I love when I can do that.
Yeah,
I'm sure you do.
I like Scrabble so much, but I just have to be... Everyone needs to be in the room so I can see where their hands are.
Hypervigilant.
Hypervigilant would get you a lot of points if you played that word in Scrabble.
Oh, it'd be great. But it'd be more than... You'd have to add it on to somebody who played Hyper because there aren't enough letters for you to play... Hyper vigilant from your tray.
Exactly. Oh yeah, Daryl.
Zax is a really great word.
Zax. Yeah, Zax is good. Also a good word in Boggle if you can find it, because Z's are always worth a ton in there.
Mm.
Yeah. Little hint for you. Get your Z words in if you can. It's hard, but they're in there. Bye, Daryl.
Cool.
Ka-ka-ka. All right, Brian.
By the way, we skipped over a read at the beginning of that.
Read
Stumped
me
Daryl
that.
Was brought to you by the Heck Yeah Comics. podcast. This week, David and Nick talk about the long-awaited return of Saga, the runaway indie hit from Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples. They also discuss Lebanon's Wonder Woman band, Kirkman's Invincible 136, and much more. Find it at Heck Yeah Comics. .com or wherever you get your shows.
By the way,
trying to figure out every single way I can say Heck Yeah Comics.
I'm with them 100% on Saga. Not for the kids, by the way. Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples. Fiona Staples, probably, if I'm to just one of those gun to the head moments where I have to pick one, she's probably at the top of my list for comic artists right now. I love her work.
So amazing. Yeah.
Love her work. It's incredible. I just want her to draw random creatures and vistas and stuff. Anyway, so check out heckyacomics.com if you'd like to get your fix there for your fix.
The Apple guys, by the way, right now
are
demoing a thing where the guy is walking around a table holding his iPad. It's a lot like that Minecraft Microsoft thing that
HoloLens,
like an augmented reality thing. They're walking all around this table and there's like a little Western, like a Fallout city here on this table, and they're playing a game with it. Incredible stuff right now.
That sounds cool, but it's not on their heads though, right? It's just
It's just on the iPad.
Right. That's weird though, because AGR like that's been around for a long time. I wonder why they're not.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny because Apple's been so quiet on the VR front and AR front. They haven't said much. Mm-hmm. And if this is their thinking, I mean, if this is what they're showing, then that worries me that they don't really have a plan for AR or VR, because AR and VR is, you know, I mean, for all it good it does that my phone or that my iPad would do that, I think ultimately what we're looking for is like immersive stuff where you can wrap it around your head and, you know.
Well, and the new iMacs have enough power to be able to run the HTC Vive, which is a problem that, you know, they've had before. That I think what over on the Oculus side, Palmer Luckey says, wasn't he the guy who said that it'll never run on a Mac because it's not powerful enough?
Yeah, I think that was him originally who said that. Mm-hmm. He's a little off his rocker right now, so don't follow that guy.
He totally is, yeah.
It's fine. He's in his 20s. You're young. You'll be okay. Exactly. You'll be okay, buddy. It'll all work out.
Anyway. So.
All right, there's your update. We'll get more updates as the show goes on. But first, the news.
Do you love the animals in your life? If so, then consider helping me raise money for Shelter Pets in Need. I'm fundraising for Kitsap Humane Society, one of the best nonprofit humane societies in the United States. In 2016, they rehomed over 6,000 animals, spayed and neutered over 5,000 animals, close your ears, Inara, and maintained a greater than 96% lives saved rate, one of the highest in the nation. Please go to my page and help me support the animals of Kitsap Humane Society. Visit at tiny.cc/petswalk2017. Thanks for your support.
Very nice. A man has sued Grindr. Brian, you're a Grindr user, yeah?
big on the Grindr. Yeah. Yes,
Grindr's dating.
I use a Grindr for grinding meat and nuts.
Yeah, I like the sandwich form of Grindrs. not so much the dating website for gay people. Which, hey, if you're gay and you need a place to go, it's not a problem. No judgment here. I'm not in your demographic, so I don't use Grindr, but. The guy has sued Grindr after 1,100 strangers showed up at his home workplace for sex.
Please let this all have happened like simultaneously, like in a line out the door.
That's kind of what I want, but I don't know if we're going to get that. It says over the past 5 months, Herrick says that 1,100 men have showed up at his door. Yeah, it looks like it's overtime. And workplace expecting to have sex with him. All right. It's a sexual encounter with him, I suppose, is how you might put that.
Sure.
Henrik.
Missed connection.
Yeah. You're going to get over there and swipe right or whatever you do on Grindr. I don't know. What do you do on Grindr? Do you do that? Do you just see a picture and go,
why are you asking me?
I don't know why I'm asking you.
I really don't know. And I haven't watched any of the TV shows that might give me some idea, like, isn't there something on Showtime that's like the equivalent of the L word, but it's guys?
There used to be. It was called
Scott Bakula or somebody.
Gay is the way. No, hold on. Gay Way USA. Nope.
The G word.
The G word. No, it was something like that. Oh, Gay is Folk. That was it.
Queer is Folk.
Queer is folk. Queer is Folk. That was
that's it. Yeah. Yes.
But they were pre-Grindr.
They predated Grindr, yeah. Anyway, Gateway USA.
You don't want to be predating on Grindr, if you know what I'm saying.
Anyway, no, I have no idea. I imagine it's probably similar with the swipe left, swipe right kind of thing.
Probably. It says here, Grindr is a geo-social networking application or app geared towards gay and bisexual men designed to help them meet other men in the area. It runs on iOS and Android. It does not say the method is to how you do it. Oh, 11 steps with pictures on WikiHow. No, thanks. I'm good. I don't need to see how that works.
11 steps? That's a lot of steps.
It seems like a lot more steps than you'd like. I'm not their demographic, but why do you want 11 steps? Anyway, this guy has sued them because of this whole deal. According to the complaint, he's 32, says he's the victim of an elaborate revenge scheme that's playing out on Grindr's platform. An ex-boyfriend of Herrick's, who said he met him on Grindr, has allegedly been creating fake accounts since October 2016. The accounts have Henrik's photo and personal data. Herrick. Including some falsehoods, like a claim that he is HIV positive.
Oh, jeez.
The Excel.
That's pretty impressive to get 1,100 guys who still want to have sex with you with when your profile says you're HIV positive.
Yep. He says the ex allegedly invites men to Herrick's apartment and the restaurant where he works. Sometimes as many as 16 strangers every day show up looking for him. In some instances, they are told not to be dissuaded if Herrick is resistant at first because, quote, it's all part of his agreed-upon rape fantasy role play. Geez. This is not a nice thing horrendous. To do, who this ex-guy is. What's his name?
Yeah.
Anyway, he thinks Grindr should take some blame for this. He's suing Grindr, and I actually kind of don't blame him.
No, I think he should. I think Grindr should be doing something with some sort of two-step verification. Like, if this is really you...
Yep.
Send us a photo of you holding up today's newspaper or something like that so that, you know, they can see that that it's not some revenge deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Did you
also, so we can make sure you're okay before we fulfill the ransom demands.
By the way, that reminds me, did you watch the season finale last night or were you probably not because you were late?
I was at the concert. Yeah, I know. So we're watching it tonight. I'm so excited.
I'll just say this.
All right.
No spoilers, I promise.
Yeah, right.
I really mean it. It's promise is not a spoiler. I just wanted to say two things. One, how pleasantly surprised I am that Damon Lindelof gave me one of the most satisfying endings to a show ever.
Especially
one that is so hard to end. I was telling you how I was afraid they weren't going to stick the landing. Absolutely stick the landing, in my opinion.
It's amazing. That's high praise.
Yeah. Second thing I would say is, I had no idea. I think you're going to go into this like me, at least I hope so.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to get to the end and go, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. All I'll say. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, wow. Okay, love it. Good. That was a good non-spoiler.
Yeah, see, I can do those once in a while. It's rare, but I can pull it off. Hey,
Apple is improving the Apple Pencil. It now has 20 millisecond latency, so even less latency than before, and it's 4 feet long.
That's a little too long. I'm just going to say it.
But it's improved.
Yeah, I don't want. I need it to be shorter than that.
All right.
Are they releasing a new one, or is that being patched into?
It looks like they're releasing a new one.
That makes sense. Usually, that means a hardware change.
Yeah.
But it will still work with existing hardware. Like
probably more battery life and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, battery life on the Apple Pencil is fine for me. And being able just to plug it into the side of the iPad to charge it, that's nothing.
Yeah. I actually don't like the way it charges bugs me because I feel like it's going to snap. Someone's going to hit. It's going to pop off or something. Yeah. But I do like the adapter that works with just a cord. Anyway,
iPad Pro with a... same form factor, but a 10.5-inch screen because they were able to reduce the size of the borders.
So less bezel.
Less bezel.
So what I've been trying to do is think of an excuse to get Carter mine as a pass-me-down so she can do art on it.
Sure. Now, well, it's not the Pro, like the iPad Pro, the biggie.
Oh, it's just the other regular one?
It's the 9.7.
Oh, they have to have a refresh to the
Pro. Haven't seen anything, any improvements on the... The big iPad Pro.
They need to do that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, point is. What's my point?
Sure.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Point is Taco Bell.
Taco Bell has become America's healthiest fast food chain, and you didn't even know it.
I did not even know it, Scott.
Do you believe this? Do you believe it's true?
Well, I personally ate Panera Bread for lunch today. I had a Southwest chicken salad, which is, according to their order form, a 400 no, 390 calorie salad, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see what Taco Bell's doing to compete with that.
Okay, well, here you go. But while nobody was looking, Taco Bell has been scheming. That's how I pronounce scheming.
Scheming.
Scheming. Unless you're a hardcore follower of the chain, you may not have noticed this change. So let's fill you in. It seems a little weird that a restaurant that offers Doritos as taco shells would warrant that title, but it's the gospel truth. According to Business Insider, Taco Bell has been restructuring menu choices from top to bottom, especially on the company's website and mobile platform. The goal is to give customers more of a choice. They can pick out on Crunchwrap Supremes if they want, or they can go for healthier options that still have the quick service and taste good. Very few fast chains have a similar accomplishment. So here we go. I'm going to skip ahead because I don't care about this guy. They now offer so much more than the traditional menu we used to. There is a new low-calorie fresco menu in high
protein. Not that new.
Well, he's claiming it is. A high-protein cantina menu.
Right. Also not very new.
No. Seems like I've heard that a while ago. And a vegetarian menu certified by the American Vegetarian Association. Or the VAG. No, I'm sorry. AVA. Sorry. AVA, not VAG.
The Vegetarian Association Group of Inner North America.
I'm going to do something with that today. I don't know what, but that's funny. The vegetarian menu even comes with a vegan-friendly selection. Anyway, so they are now being said by various organizations that of the fast food. Now, again, it's in this relative comparison of fast food restaurants.
Right. You've got to compare just these few offerings on this kind of side menu.
Right.
But, I mean, that's, you know. That's having, good. Yeah. McDonald's has what, like that grilled chicken wrap or something.
Yeah.
And that's about it. It's not like you get the meatless quarter pounder with, well, you can order a meatless quarter pounder with cheese, but
they don't
have like a black bean burger quarter pounder with cheese or something.
No, but they do have their artisanal sandwiches are pretty good at McDonald's right now, but it depends on who's there. And that's my whole thing here too. Like, how do I know Brad in the back isn't just slopping all over my taco and making it terrible? I don't, this is where the thing hangs up for me is,
well, do you get that worry with anything, though?
That's true, but do you have any kind of... I guess I don't have as much trust that I can go to a Taco Bell, get something healthy, and make sure that Brad makes it in the way you're supposed to and doesn't, you know, put too much sour cream in there or mess up the thing because it's all smushed and been under a heat lamp.
Well, the fresco stuff takes out... I think it takes out the cheese and the sour cream and replaces it with pico de gallo, so it's like your burrito supreme becomes... beef, bean, pico de gallo, lettuce, tomato.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and wrapped in a tortilla. I think it's not a matter of less on some things as much as it's just eliminating X and replacing with Y.
Yeah, I guess this Taco Bell's not high on my list of places where they construct things well.
Well, you know? Not for the next 30 days, Scott, anyway.
Nope.
The next 23 days.
I'm being good. Well, sort of. I may have drank a can of Mountain Dew today. It's all right.
That's bad for two reasons. Number one, because it's a big sugary drink. Number two, because you used the word drinking.
I did say it, didn't I? Oops. It's the throwback, though. Real sugar, real good, it says. So nice.
I think you could only say I drank and drinking and Mountain Dew go together. You couldn't say I drank in a glass of Chardonnay.
Yeah. I just drank in a glass of fine wine. Let's see. I'm going to skip this one and go right to Utah. Utah says there is no constitutional right to marry your laptop. So, Brian, you better stay in Denver.
Oh,
I know. I know.
But what about this new Katie Capybara, whatever it's called, Kapaluau model MacBook Pro that they just announced with a touch bar for $1,799?
That's not too bad. Is it? Touch bar? I thought you were going to say touchscreen. You know what I've gotten used to and really like is my Lenovo Windows 10 touchscreen notebook that I got for way cheap on a deal. It's like $300 is all or something. And it's great. I've gotten totally used to using a touchscreen on a laptop, and I want one now on a Mac.
Well, you kind of have that with your... If you get a little one of those keyboards for your iPad Pro, you pretty much have...
Yeah, but the apps don't behave the same. I need Photoshop. Well, no, that's true. I want stuff to work that way. I want... there's no reason Apple can't make a touchscreen laptop. There's no, except they'd have build macOS to support it, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So good. Well,
I mean, even building macOS to support it, no, I mean, they really wouldn't, because just operate a left click like you would on a mouse on my laptop if I touch the screen.
Well, it also needs to scroll. It needs to pinch and zoom. Like, there's a lot of stuff it has to do.
Okay, so you'd want all that stuff.
Yeah, I'd need everything to work. I mean, that's the way Windows 10 does, and it works great. I mean, I'm not even that big of a Windows fan. I really like how it functions. So, and the keyboard's there, too, if I want that, and so is the mouse pad, but I really like just being able to do both is really the key. And you notice I said both, not both.
Both, yeah.
So I'll scan up, I'll see a thing, I'll tap it with my finger, type, and then I'll do another thing. It's great. So, hey, Mac OS,
I think I'm with you.
Hurry up, you slackers. Make that a new product. Anyway, in Utah, there is no constitutional right to marry your laptop. There is no right at all, the Utah Attorney General's office said in a new court filing, responding to a lawsuit filed against Governor Gary Herbert. That's our current serving Governor Gary Herbert. He's kind of a dick. He's all right.
Oh, really?
He's all right. I'm split on Gary Herbert. There are moments where I'm like, all right, Gary, that sounds good. And then there are other times I'm like, come on, man. Like, he was a big, he's very Republican, very conservative, very anti-Trump, though. Mm. And I don't know. In a lot of ways, he mirrors kind of my whole stance. But anyway, and then there are other times where he's just kind of a dummy. He's kind of dumb about homeless stuff. And I don't know, whatever. Gary Herbert, everybody. Gary Herbert, take a bow. Anyway, it says here that Utah County Clerk Brian Thompson and Attorney General Sean Rees have asked the state to dismiss it. So here's the deal. Chris Sevier, I don't know how you say it, sued the state of Utah, arguing that the if same-sex marriage is legal, he should be able to marry his computer. He recently amended his law.
Because those are equivalent.
Well, that's the fun
besides of my computer's a lady.
That's what's fun about these kind of cases. You get to find out, right? It says
it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Dale.
No, it's got to you got to rhyme it. Let's see. It's not Adam and Steve. No, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and
Lenovo
hardware sleeve. No, I don't know what it would be. Can't think of anything that rhymes with Eve. Hold on, Eve. Drive, SSD, yeah, I can't think of anything.
It's Adam and Nail, not Adam and Dale.
There you go. Nailed it. Fixed it right there.
I don't know.
He said he has a history of lawsuits filing similar things in other states. He's acting as his own attorney, so that'll go well. He recently amended his lawsuit to include John Gunter Jr. and Whitney Cole, who are arguing for the right to enter into a polygamous marriage. Which is also illegal here, so I don't know why they think they're going to get that. But anyway, plaintiffs contend that because the courts have recognized same-sex individuals' right to marry, this court should further expand the right to marry to include unions between a person and a laptop computer. These claims are untenable as a matter of law because plaintiffs lack standing to bring these claims to the right to marry. To bring these claims and the right to marry has not been identified. Indefinitely expanded, nor should it be. Simply put, marrying a laptop computer or multiple partners are not rights protected by the Constitution. So, I'm just going to say this.
Yeah.
When you claim you want to get married to your laptop, don't pretend you're serious about it. It's all bullshit. In other words, you really don't... That is not your point. Your point is you're mad because you think... You've created an equivalency in your head that two consenting human beings is the same as you and a computer. It's not the same, dumbass. So this Chris Sevier guy should have his stuff thrown out. It's dumb. Of course you can't marry your laptop. So you know what? If you really cared about it, you'd say, fine, I'm just living with my notebook. I guess the notebook won't get the tax advantages you get from marriage normally. What are you talking? I mean, it's just, it's to be able to do that and take it seriously. Come on. I'm not that dumb. No one's that dumb, dude. Ugh.
Sounds like he's that dumb.
He might be that stupid. I tell you what, I'd like, if I could do it, I'd marry my MacBook Pro. and then when I'm sick of her and there's a better one out, I'll go buy that one. And then I'll argue for multiple marriage against a MacBook Pro.
Perfect.
And then I was thinking, I done put my wiener in.
Does a Lantronics print server count as an extra one?
Is it okay if I done put my wiener in that floppy disk drive? Is that okay? Gather around me, people of TMS, and let's talk about my favorite partner in sleep. That's what I'm going to call them. It's Casper, the online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the cost. They are revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings directly on to people like you and me, the consumer. Their mattresses are built with incredible engineering. They're obsessed about it. It's also at a very fair price. Made of memory foam that you would call supportive memory foam. I can attest to this because I'm sleeping on one. For a sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. Plus, it is breathable. You don't feel like you're getting smothered every night, which is good in these early summer months. Casper sent me a mattress to try it out on my own, and I loved it. It was so soft and so comfortable, I had 100 days to decide if I liked it or not. And I loved it. It's great for naps, too, if I'm being honest. And also tempting. Anyway, you can buy it easily online, completely risk-free. Try it out right now. And they understand how important it is that you like it before you keep it. 100-day period, like I mentioned before. That's 100 days. You don't have to lie down in a showroom. You can just get free delivered mattress goodness and sleep on it and decide for yourself. Casper mattresses are made in the USA. And it's free shipping here also. Free shipping in the USA and Canada. So here's what I want you to do. Save an additional $50 off toward that mattress by going to casper.com/morningstream and enter the code, promo code, I guess we'll call it, morningstream. That's one word, morningstream at checkout. That's casper.com/morningstream and the code morningstream for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks, Casper. Seriously, you guys, try one out. Let's move on to a break. When we come back, major spoilers time with Steven. He'll be here. Thankfully, he was able to adjust his schedule as well. Huge thanks to him. So we'll talk a bit about that. And an email to finish things out on the issue of avocado toast. So wait for that. In the meantime, though,
finally
Brian...
getting that wrapped up, huh?
Yeah, hopefully. I'd really love to hear a song if you've got one.
Well, I'd love to play one for you. You like Weezer, don't you? Like the Weezer?
I like Weezer a lot. My son is currently obsessed with Weezer. That's all he'll play in the car and the house. So, Weezer house here.
Might have something to blow his mind later. This is guitarist Brian Bell from Weezer. His side project called The Relationship. They came out with their debut album a little bit ago, I think within the last month. It's called Clara Obscura, courtesy of Rebel Union Records. This is their lead-off single from the album called Break Me Open. Really, really good stuff. And it's got some Weezer. Did I say esque?
No. Sorry, I wasn't laughing at you. The chat room is just making comments about my hick voice and it made me laugh. I apologize. It was not you.
No worries. Good. I was just afraid I said it's Weezer-esque.
Weezer-esque.
Anyway. It's got some Weezer elements. You're going to love it. Here is The Relationship and the song Break Me Open.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The night makes promises that daylight cannot keep. I know, just like the haunted dreams that taught me in my sleep. You know, I can barely when the sun goes down. Break me open, crack the code of my emotion. Break me open, cut the venous, get me frozen. I'll surrender, I've been trying long enough. Break me open, tell my heart is bleeding love.
these tiny balls must collide, stick, and grow.
Gordon's alive!
Americans can be very useful. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back, everybody. By the way, this Mac Pro, iMac Pro thing starts out at $4,999.
Yeah, I might be looking at the new 27-inch iMac, regular iMac with the speed boost there.
Man, that's pricey.
That's, you know. That may be more machine than I need anyway. Well, certainly more money than I have, but it might be more machine than I need.
It probably is. I mean, this is, and they're not aiming this at the, these are not, this is aimed at the pro market. I still think it's a little high, but whatever. It's, you know, the pro market's always, they're used to paying these kind of ridiculous prices. I have absolutely loved my Mac Pro from 2013, the kind of garbage can style one. It has served me incredibly well, but I am very interested in what they're going to do in the future. So,
sure.
All right. What else? Okay. All right. We're good there. Sorry. Still trying to get my crap in a row here. It's going to be Steven. Yeah, Steven. That's who. Steven.
Steven.
Steven Schleicher. Steven is adding to the show now. Okay, here he comes. Everybody back up and get ready. Because then there's this sound. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. The one, the only, the Mr. Steven Schleicher. Hello, Steven.
Hello.
Thank you for having the willingness to be on at a weird time today.
If my Monday does not include the Morning Stream, the week just feels completely off.
I'm with you, man. I barely know what I'm doing without anything right now.
No, it's fun. It's really fun to be here. Now, my son is home for the summer.
Yeah.
And so the question was, can we get to luncheon time and get back before everything, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing, and I really would maybe kind of encourage this to parents that have kids, is let them into your business and see what you do. And I mean, not into your business, but like into your business. Right? Because
get out of my business.
Because, you know, he's like, so what do you do on TMS? And I was like, well, you know, we go in and we talk about comic books and pop culture. And he goes, well, why do you do that? And I was like, well, because it's promotion and I get to hang out with friends and share thoughts about what's going on. And so that led into, oh, so what other things do you do to promote? Major spoilers, and how do you make money? And, you know, so we get into those kinds of conversations.
Yeah.
And then he has a better idea of what, you know, dad does than just sit in front of a computer all day.
Yeah, I agree. It's always good to do. I like to do that with even Nick at 17 is good to have around when I'm, you know, kind of showing stuff off or talking about stuff. Yeah. And he, you know, gets a better feel for what is this weird thing I do and maybe what could he do one day sort of thing. It's good parental advice there, Steven. Thank you for that. Do you know how Grindr works? I got to ask you that. Do you know how Grindr works?
No, I don't. You put the meat in one end and you turn the crank and it comes out as hamburger.
That is a great metaphor for what Grindr is.
Also well, how the app works.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about pop culture, cool stuff, and TV, movies, blah, 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 comic books, all of it. We love it all. And just real quick to get your lowdown on your thoughts on Wonder Woman, I assume you were Johnny on the spot and saw it already, right?
Yes, my son and my wife, the youngest didn't care to go, so he was at his daycare, but the three of us went on Friday, and everybody loved it.
Yeah.
And even the jokes, there are a few jokes about sexuality in the movie.
Yeah.
My 10-year-old got it. It's like some people online are reporting, well, I don't get that. And it's like, it's pretty obvious, and Scott knows which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, how come
even my 10-year-old
that?
gets that joke.
Yeah, and it's a silly, I mean, it's a pretty light joke, but...
Yeah. But my wife, who is super critical about movies, who is a big Wonder Woman fan, was like, she thought it was really, really good. And I was like, well, would this be a movie you would want to go back and see? And she was like, yes, this would be a movie I would want to see again. So coming from her, that is high praise for this movie that's earned over $200 million worldwide.
Yeah. Doing all right. Money wise.
I'm hoping that by week three.
Yeah.
Brian will have seen it by then, but by week three, I'm hoping it's hitting around 700 million worldwide.
So tonight,
I don't know if it'll break a billion, but I'm hoping it'll hit 750 worldwide.
Today at 3:00 PM Mountain, Justin and I will likely be doing a big spoilery thing about it. So people at home are thinking, man, I'd really like to hear the nitty and the gritty without, you know, with spoilers, come back for that. And we'll do that today.
Let me give people a recommendation then this week. If they're looking for some Wonder Woman tie-in stuff.
Yeah.
I would say go check out Wonder Woman Volume 2. It's year one. It's part of this whole rebirth thing. It's written by Greg Rucka with art by Nicola Scott, who is a fantastic artist.
Yeah.
And just reading the solicitation for this, it sounds like ripped from the movies. Yeah. But basically, Paradise Island has been breached. Ares is involved. The Amazons must answer the call. Wonder Woman must go out into the world for the first time to see a world that she's never seen. It's a really good run. Unfortunately, the problem with Rucka's run on the Rebirth series is every week, DC decided that Wonder Woman would be an alternating issues. Mm-hmm. So like issues 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 covered this story arc called Lies, which was set more in a present day. And issues 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 14 were covering Wonder Woman's year one. So every other week you were getting an alternating storyline. So it may have been a little hard for people to follow along with that. But Greg Rucka's run on Wonder Woman is really, really good. And volume two, year one has been collected and is available now on Amazon and all those other outlets. And it's really worth checking out. So if you really like the Wonder Woman movie and you're wanting Wonder Woman comics, now there's never been a correlation made between, you know, the success of a comic book movie and a sudden increase in comic book single issues, except for the Watchmen trade. Apparently there is a people are starting to see a demand for Wonder Woman comics. So, go check that one out.
I have a nerd crush on Nicola Scott. She's one of my favorite artists.
Yeah. She's really, really good.
Yeah.
Her art is fantastic. And she's a pretty lady.
Yeah. And she just seems like the kind of nerd girl you could sit and talk to for days.
Oh yeah.
I'm not trying to build a whole narrative here, folks. I'm just mentioning that she's a lovely around our age lady who makes amazing comics. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's that. Yeah. Do you agree with me, by the way, on my Fiona Apple? Not Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple.
Staples.
Yeah, Fiona Staples, same way, too. Her art is fantastic. It's really, really good. If you haven't read Saga, go pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, I know you say it's not for kids, but I mean, breastfeeding is pretty common, and that's the thing you see like on the very first page of the very first cover. Listen, and I know it gets a little bit.
Yeah, the breastfeeding is no problem. The breastfeeding is not a problem.
See how the babies that you breastfeed are made if you go a little further into the issue.
Yeah, and if you're into robot orgies, boy, have I got some good news for you.
Yeah,
right. It's little TV-headed people.
Yeah,
not that bad. It's just robot orgies.
Sure, it's just
it's not like it's a red wedding or anything.
Sure, it's like you know, in Samurai Jack kills a robot. Who cares? There's no blood. It's just oil. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about Runaways returning in September. What's going on there?
Speaking of Brian K. Vaughan, his popular series Runaways is finally returning. Mm-hmm. But it's not Brian K. Vaughan that is writing the series. Instead, it is Rainbow Rowell, I believe is how you pronounce her last name. She is a young adult writer of contemporary books. So she's written like Eleanor and Park, Fangirl, and Carry On. These have all won awards, much acclaim to them. So she is writing this new series that takes place after the Runaways have kind of been on their own for a while as separate people. And then how does the team get drawn back together? Because Chase does something stupid, as Chase always does. And the story just kicks off from there. Now, that's a new series that kicks off from Marvel beginning in September.
Yeah.
Chris Anka is doing the art on that. We ran a bunch of previews over on the website, a bunch of teasers leading up to this. And the art looks really, really good. So I'm interested to see what will happen with this series when it arrives. Yeah, you know, there's a Runaways TV show coming out pretty soon. So it almost seems like these two are made for each other. So go check out the Runaways in September.
This is a question I have. I know that movie comic sales don't necessarily correlate, but do TV adaptations correlate to comic sales, or is that not?
Well, there was never a big uptake in any of the quote unquote S.H.I.E.L.D. related titles. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ghost Rider never got a big bump. I mean, there were Ghost Rider titles that were coming out the same time that Ghost Rider was on S.H.I.E.L.D. This season. Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, they're always launching new series right around the time that these new things come out, whether it be a Guardians of the Galaxy movie or some TV tie-in or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But we really don't see a huge bump. Now, first issues always get a big bump, and that's one of the things that Marvel's been criticized with over the last couple of years is every 12 months they've got a new number one to help boost sales. There's not even on the TV side have we seen big boosts.
Well, that's interesting to me for some reason. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious why... I'm curious why that's never really a thing, like why that hasn't turned out to be.
Well, there's many reasons for that. I have many thoughts on that. First of all, is when you went to go see Wonder Woman, did you see an advertisement that says support your local comic book store? Did you see anything that said, hey, if you're into these comic books, go visit your LCS. There's probably one in your area, or go to a comiclocator.com and find your comic store near you. So they don't do that. And I know that the comic publishers have basically said, hey, if a local comic book company wants to partner with a movie theater or wants to run their own ads, we're all for that.
Yeah.
But if you've been to a local comic shop, you know that they are not flush with money.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
And so that becomes a problem. And I know in the past they've tried to do some dual promotion things where, you know, I think it was Image a few years ago had like a 20-second commercial that they had where someone, a local shop, could put in a 10-second, you know, our store is located at.
Yeah.
And then you could run that and they would split the cost accordingly. But you really don't see that much anymore. Now, occasionally during some of the TV shows, you'll get a 10-second commercial bump that says, you know, buy Flash comics in stores, blah, blah, blah. But you don't see that. And I think that's the biggest thing is, number one, people don't know that comic book stores are still around. Number two, there is still that stigma of comic books are for kids, even though we have movies that say otherwise.
Yeah.
Most people still think that these are, you know, little kid fare. The third problem with the comic book industry is their pricing. They're pricing themselves way out of business because as great as The Runaways may be or as great as Saga may be, are you wanting to pay $4 or $5 an issue for something that you're done with in 15 minutes where you could buy the equivalent of 5 issues and you could have 20, 40, 50 hours of entertainment on your Xbox or PS4 game?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. There's a real value proposition. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I think advertising would be the big thing.
The Batman Telltale series, which my daughter and I played from start to finish for our stream, it had every chapter ended with visit your local comic book store for more Batman adventure stuff at the end.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
I thought that was cool. I
wonder if the Guardians of the Galaxy one does too. I imagine so. Probably. Telltale probably would put that in both, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I think maybe that's even part of their deal, maybe. Maybe they have to promote or something. But anyway, let's talk about Rob Liefeld. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's a guy who knows how to draw Captain America like nobody does. if you haven't seen it, chat room, I'm showing you guys right now.
A man that can draw chests and...
and whatever this is. It's very strange.
Useless packs across bandoliers across their shoulders.
He is but also like responsible...
Way off.
He's responsible for many, many important things in the comic industry. He had a bit of a weird dip for a while.
Co-creator of Deadpool, you know, that's probably a thing people know
Cable
him a lot.
Cable, too, right?
Cable. Cable is his.
Co-creator of that.
Didn't he do...
Shatterstar, I think, is a Liefeld thing, right?
Yeah, Youngblood. He did the whole Youngblood.
Yeah, Youngblood was awesome.
X-Force.
Youngblood was great.
So he's got a lot of stuff there, and he does get a lot of flack. But, you know, years ago, I gave him a lot of flack, too, online and in other places. And I was just like, that's Rob Liefeld. Belts and no feet. You know, that's all right, Rob Liefeld is. But, you know, you start following him on Twitter, and he is a super positive guy. And even when people come out at him with super negative comments, he's like totally positive. And so I really have to admire someone who is, you know, super, super rich because of the work that he's done, but still is able to maintain a positive attitude, even when there are so many haters out there. Mm-hmm. I really, really respect him for that. And
I've never seen a photo of Rob Liefeld where he's not smiling too. Like he always seems just happy to be doing what he's doing and whatever, you know, if you don't like it, that's cool.
Yeah. That's his total thing. Yeah. And I don't know if that's a California attitude or what, but he's just totally, I'm laid back, whatever. If you don't like it, that's fine. You can find something that you like and that's cool too. So
it feels like you found the only picture of him for majorspoilers.com where he's not wearing a baseball cap.
Right? Yeah. He had a video series. I don't know if it's still going on. You can find it on YouTube, I think, where he just chats about the industry with someone else. And it's like a 4 or 5 episode run. It was really, really good and gives you some insight into his thinking. But Wizard World has named him one of their first recipients to their Hall of Fame category. So apparently they're going through and finding prominent people in the comic book industry and inducting them into the Wizard World Hall of Legends.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So that happened this past weekend.
Oh, so it's over then. Okay.
Philadelphia. Yeah, there's pictures. If you go to Liefeld's Twitter, he's got some pictures from the event.
Yeah. Are you, the success of Deadpool alone must set him up forever, right? He's done.
Oh, I don't remember where he, I don't know. Probably more with Images where he made all of his money.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was going and buying like the original sword used in the Conan movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger was one of his big prizes and things. And he's got a lot of kids, so I don't know. Kids cost a lot of money, so I don't know if he's loaded for life. But certainly if he's getting anything off of Deadpool, then yeah, that made him a pretty penny.
Yeah, it seems like he did okay. all right, well, good for Liefeld, and may he ever be okay. I guess, yeah. I don't know.
I'm surprised, to be honest, a lot of people have given this a little bit of a flack. Number one, because he's one of their first recipients. It may be just because he was at the show at the time.
Right.
It's maybe a little bit sad that the first recipient wasn't Stan Lee, but, you know, if he's not coming to your shows right now because he's retiring from that scene, maybe a little hard to present it to him at a show.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to find it, you can go look for really good Liefeld art. The guy's got talent. He's got a style. There are places to find it. He just had this weird period of where it felt like he was giving up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that was about, but I really liked his renditions of Thor. His Deadpool art is cool.
Yeah.
There's
okay. He's doing some stuff right now for Marvel. That's really good.
Yeah. And you know, if he was so bad, I mean, he's just not as bad as y'all think. He's okay. He's fine. Mm-hmm. Notwithstanding that terrible Captain America.
He's fine.
He's fine. You know how I do this. When I start saying things are fine, that's usually my way of saying I don't know what it means. Actually, when I say that, it means something. finally, oh no, you already told us about Greg Rucka and Nicola Scott.
Yep.
Do check that out. Anything happening on the major spoilers front people should keep their eyes on this week?
This week, probably not a lot, although, again, a little bit of a tie-in to the Wonder Woman movie is our new build that we did on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Major Spoilers Video is the channel. I did the build of the Wonder Woman Lego set that ties into the movie. There's no spoilers in the set. In fact, Lego, over the last couple of years, has been pretty careful about not spoiling anything in the movie with a set that comes out ahead of time.
Yeah.
The sad thing about it all is that there is only one Wonder Woman movie tie-in set that they are releasing, whereas there are like 20 Lego Batman movie sets that they've released. So that seems a little off, considering that, again, if you've seen the movie, there are at least 3 or 4 play sets that I could think right off the top of my head that you could turn into a Lego set and offer fans a little bit more. But the set is wonderful. Go check it out over at youtube.com/majorspoilersvideo.
Nice. Do check it out. It's Steven Schleicher, everybody. Major Spoilers on Twitter. Take it easy. Stay out of trouble. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. Bye. Have fun on Grindr.
See ya. Swipe left.
You know, I forgot while he was on to talk about my latest 3D printing foibles.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
I was printing something overnight. Actually, not overnight. I was printing something that was going to wrap up while we were at the concert last night. And it's the fertility god. I'm holding it up right now.
Oh,
the fertility god from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Kind of stopped about about an hour from the top. So now I have a really cool fertility god candy dish.
So what the... What happened? You know?
Throw me the idol. I'll throw you the uninterruptible power supply.
Oh, one of those deals.
Yeah, it was a little power hiccup. And so I do actually now have the 3D printer and the print server, the little Raspberry Pi unit over on the UPS. So, but this actually is kind of cool. Like, it'll actually work as a little candy dish.
Very nice. Yeah, I just put your toothbrushes in there or something.
Well, actually, you know what I'm going to use it for? I'm going to put all my tools, my 3D printing tools in this thing, because it'll sit right on top of the 3D printer.
Idea. Very cool. Well, all right. See, lemons to lemonade, Brian.
Lemons lemonade. And Apple just came out with is just announcing a brand new speaker, a competitor to the Echo and the Google Home. $350 starts shipping in December, but it's uses Siri, and it apparently has like super musicology knowledge. So you're saying, hey, play some blah blah, play some Foo Fighters, and it starts playing Foo Fighters. And say, Siri, who's playing guitar in this track?
Yeah.
And it'll tell you who's playing guitar. And
Apple unveils HomePod. It's called
HomePod.
Not sure I love the name, but I knew this was rumored for a while that they were going to do this, so it makes sense that they were. It's about time. Maybe.
I was hoping for an iTunes refresh. Just make iTunes not the memory hog and processor hog and juggernaut that it is right now.
It's a little heavy. I don't really have problems with it, but I'm I don't know. You're not wrong. It could use a
rebound. Yeah.
It just needs to be a thinner client. It doesn't need to be so
right
fat.
Exactly.
Anyway, there you go. Quick email from Lorenzo.
Cool.
I've tried his oil.
How was maybe to it.
I don't remember. Was that it was a movie, yeah?
Yeah, Lorenzo's Oil. Yeah, it was
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon. I can't remember who the dad was, but I think it was about a kid who had a medical issue and they found a doctor who could help, but he was unnatural practices or like, you know, some sort of...
wasn't approved by the...
Right. I can't remember. Yeah,
something FDA
like that.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Not FDA. Whatever it is. Anyway, emails. I grew up here in... Oh, sorry. This guy says, I grew up putting avocado on toast and tortillas. Surprise, I'm Latino, he says. He says, it's strange hearing such a broad range of reactions, disdain, surprise, resentment. This has been a staple of my youth. I liken my reaction to Scott when observing his son's peers dress in 80s and 90s style clothing. There's this thing that you know super well and seeing others experiencing it for the first time. They treat it as new or novel, and it's just weird. Thanks for the show, Lorenzo. Yeah, I haven't thought about this. It's not like hipsters in Oregon invented avocado toast.
Right, yes.
It's probably been a thing that you just had in places where avocados were abundant. And
right, exactly. And toast and tortillas.
Yeah, combined. Ooh,
I still haven't tried one. Oh, I was even at Panera Bread. I could have gotten an avocado toast and I didn't.
You dumbass. No, I'm just kidding. You should have got it. You should have tried it. We could have reviewed it here on the show here.
Someday soon. Okay. Someday soon, Scott.
I had the Pico avocado chicken sandwich at McDonald's. That was way better than it should have been. I liked it.
That sounds really good. Pico avocado sandwich.
Yeah. Grilled chicken. And it was really good. I couldn't even believe I was at McDonald's. It was weirding me out. That's it for emails. You can send those to themorningstream@gmail.com. It's going to do it for us. Go to our website, frogpants.com/TMS. Therein, you will find links to everything you might need, including all of our community stuff, like our Discord channel. All that stuff is in there. Patreon.com/TMS if you'd like to support the show. Even a tiny bit per month helps. Big thanks to everybody who contributed in May. And May, June also be like that. Let's get out of here. Brian, do you want to play a song or play a song?
I do. Okay. I'll play a song.
Okay.
And this one is going out to Jim Vick. But it's going to go out to a couple other people just because there's a lot of requests that came in this week, and I want to make sure I get a couple of these for people. But this will also go out to Mark, a.k.a. Loki, in Discord. They're heading out on vacation on Wednesday. Mark and his wife.
Yep.
First time vacation, or longest vacation, longer than a weekend without children since their honeymoon 16 years ago. So enjoy your vacation. They're driving from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale on Wednesday. And so they'll be listening to this while they're driving. But this is also going on to Jim Vick, who says, tomorrow, June 6th, my son Alex turns 16. As a birthday present, his high school scheduled finals to start on his birthday. How nice. Brian, could you play something to celebrate his sweet 16 and to help him focus on studying? Love you, son. Signed, Jim. Oh, that's super cool.
That is nice.
And good luck. I hope you do really well in your finals, son of Jim. It doesn't say his name. But
oh, just sorry. Sorry, that was an accident. Didn't mean to hit
it. Son of Jim. Anyway, all right. So I know, don't get all in an uproar, listeners in chat room. I know this song is sung to the perspective of a 16-year-old girl. However, it kind of works, and it's way upbeat, and it's a really, really cool interpretation of a song that you know from Sound of Music. The band is called Modern Music. This is a single called 16 Going on 17 that they released in 2008. Of course, the original was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein for the Sound of Music. Here is 16 Going on 17.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Ooh.